listen while you list. BMRN. BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that always gets an acceptance scan. Now here's your host, Scan Master Griff.
That's scan with an N, as in Nancy. This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Every new endeavor comes with a learning curve, but it helps if you can learn from others' mistakes so you don't have to make them all yourself. Glenn Zubia is with us now to reveal the top five mistakes made by new sellers on eBay. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller G Customs 41. Glenn, what's the first mistake newbies make?
First mistake they make is they miscalculate shipping amount. And whether you offer free shipping, you have to know how much that's going to cost you if you're doing free shipping, of course. What I see happen also is if, of course, you're not in the global shipping program, you're going to have maybe like an international buyer end up buying that item. You're charging like $5.95. Next thing you know, it's costing you $12.95. So you end up taking a hit in your numbers. That happens a lot to a lot of the rookie sellers for miscalculating shipping amounts.
So what do you suggest to them? How do you do it? How do you figure it out?
Well, when I first started, I really started to look at just practicing. When someone would buy an item, then I would look at the options and see how much things weigh and get kind of familiar with the same items that I resell. And so I kind of already know, well, this is a first class. This is, 4 to 6 ounces, more or less. So you pretty much know over time, you can build that up. But I would just kind of practice at first and look at the pricing, look how much things usually weigh, especially if you're similar in clothing and shoes.
I think you should do that before you list so that you know what the heck's going on, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what is the second mistake newbies make selling on eBay?
I notice a lot of photos are rushed and, I think people might think maybe it's not a huge deal with photos. They think that they could also use like stock photos, which is a big no-no. I've seen that happen a lot. A lot of people that email me, with rushed photos, they get maybe too, familiar with like Craigslist. They just want to throw things on their carpet, take a picture of it, things like that, which, take the time, take the effort, get all the details in it, especially different sizes, like the tags of your clothing. If there's any, rips or tears or stains, make sure that's also in your photos. Just don't ignore those things.
That makes sense. So so overcharging for shipping, not such great photos. We're doing pretty good here. What's the third mistake, Glenn?
Lack of details in the descriptions, which helps me, especially selling clothing. I can eliminate a lot of questions from buyers if I just have like the measurements of the shirt or jeans or something in detail, how long it is, the width, the length. That really helps. And the same thing also happens with, especially with used items, different tears and rips and or stains with used items. I've seen a lot of people just kind of ignore that. And until the customer actually gets it, then you're in a totally different bind. So always, the details really, really help in the description.
And also look over your item carefully to make sure there's no glitches in it.
Hmm. Yes, definitely, for sure.
Because you want to call that out.
Yeah, yes. I still come across people selling apparel, like men's shirts, because I buy them as well, and there's no measurements. And I might ask the question, but I might just also decide to look somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Something that just happened to me recently, Glenn and Griff, as a matter of fact, last night, I'm looking for different color bands for my Fitbit Blaze.
Oh, of course, yeah. Okay. It's fun to change them out.
Well, yeah, because this one I have is like the special edition, and it's pink. I need other colors. And so I'm noticing that a lot of people don't put the size of the band in.
Yeah, what's
it's driving
up with that?
Me crazy.
Yeah.
So, and I had to get in touch with the guy through my messages and say, hey, what size is this? Then he starts giving me, well, it's this and that and MLs. I said, please, is it large, medium, or small? Because that's how they come, you know.
Right, yeah.
So lack of details in the description, I'm totally with you. It can be horrible. So what's the fourth mistake newbies make?
They lose track of their items, and this could be physically or financially. I always like to keep like a small notebook around, keep track, keep receipts, whatever I'm buying, I want to resell, make sure my numbers are good. But physically, make sure you have, you know, your items in a nice, cool, clean place and not just thrown around in a closet somewhere. You want to keep them organized. When someone does buy that item, ready to go, ready to ship it, you don't have to hunt down your own items in your own house.
Oh, this is so true.
What system do you use, Glenn?
I actually have a closet that's just for eBay. I have them separated with, like, jerseys, clothing. I have shoes that are already marked per size. I can see them, you know, without having to dig in either. They're already marked per size. So once I get them, you know, pick it up, package it, and just ready to go.
I'd love to see a picture of that.
Oh, yeah.
That
definitely
could inspire some good, you
really?
Know, some good ideas for others,
yeah.
I think. So we're up to the fifth.
The fifth is the next one.
The fifth, right. So tell us the fifth mistake that you believe newbies use.
Overspend on items that they do want to resell, or they just don't do the proper research. I mean, eBay, the app, I mean, just, you can filter everything, completed listings, see what's sold, see what people are selling, you know, currently, even filtering them out for recently sold. So many good tools just on the eBay app that I think a lot of sellers really just need to take advantage of and doing the research and maybe not, you know, getting too lazy about it. Just comparing your item with the current market, just so you can get your item sold and see how you can make your listing, you know, better than others, better pictures, better description, like we talked about.
Yeah.
I think just the eBay app is just awesome for that.
So these five things are good, Griff.
Yeah, they're very good.
So number
and
one.
And I agree with all of them.
What was number one now? Don't overspend. Research.
Well, no, they're a little bit different order, but.
Yeah. Well, so number one was don't overspend or don't do, or they don't do the proper research on items. Either they overspend.
Yeah.
That was number one. And number two was photos rushed and sloppy. And
Photos rushed and sloppy.
Number three, lack of details and descriptions. Number four, lose track of items physically and financially. And number five was miscalculate shipping costs. You know, I think you hit the nail right on the head with those five things, Glenn. Glenn, I understand that you had a particular incentive for getting started on eBay. What was going on in your life?
So during that time, you know, I was just really deep in debt with student loans. I had a car payment. I was just right out of college. I got a full-time job and everything, and I was just like, man, this is really, really tough. You know, to pay for this, and I had a friend, and we were talking about it, and he was getting ready to get married too, and we're like, you know what if we just start, you know, reselling on eBay? We've done a little bit before in the past, but we really wanted to get serious about it, and we just started, you know, garage sales and thrifting, finding things every weekend, getting up early, and we just started, you know, really hitting eBay hard. And I was able to pay off my student loans, my car. If it wasn't for eBay, I mean, I would be in a totally different situation.
Wow. You had $50,000 in student loans.
Yeah, it was a combination of, like, the car payment, credit cards, which I also paid a lot of books for, you know, with my credit card. And then now the student loans, it was a little bit over $50,000. I was in a really, really, you know, deep hole that I was like, man, how am I going to get out of this? And eBay just really, really helped me get through all of that. It was crazy, but a lot of hard work into it.
So is this your side hustle or your full-time?
It is my side hustle. I also work with my family business, but eBay has kind of taken over more and more. And then I help people on YouTube. Hustler Hacks is my name. And I really just wanted to help those other people that are, we're a very just similar situation as me, deep in student loans, wondering how to get out of it. I always tell them eBay, I mean, the first step and, you know, look around your house, see what you can sell first instead of spending money. And I just kind of go from there and kind of help them and, you know, give them advice just so they can get out of the hole that I was in.
And what is it called?
My YouTube channel is Hustler Hacks.
Hustler Hacks. Oh, I like that.
Yes.
That could mean a lot of different things, but yes, I like it. Hustler Hacks.
It's okay. Attention getting.
And that's YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, on YouTube. I have like 26,000 subs right now. I'm just trying to grow that up and help more people that don't really, I don't know, maybe just overlook eBay. And I think eBay is, I mean, it's so awesome. The first step you must take to really, you know, make that extra money is a side hustle. Mm.
So you kids, you go to college now and you have to pay all this money. You have all these student loans.
You darn kids. Mm.
And then, but I know because I'm going through this with my grandson, Jacob. He's going into his second year now.
Yeah.
He's building up these loans, you know.
Mm-hmm,
I worry about these kids. May I ask, what is your family business?
So my family business is Badge Works Plus, and we do like trophies, awards, plaques, promotional items for different businesses, here in El Paso, Texas. And, I've been working, I quit that full-time job, and really I quit that full-time job before was because my side hustle eBay money, I was starting to make more money doing that than my actual job. So I knew it was time to make that switch and
That's
really
great.
Focus a lot of time on eBay.
Because if you're doing a full-time job and selling eBay on the side, and all of a sudden you're making mm-hmm. more money,
yeah.
you know that you can probably make 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times more.
Oh.
Because
oh,
you're,
yeah,
because
definitely.
You're, you know, you don't have to go to work full time.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
well, you know what? This has been a very interesting story, Glenn. How long have you been selling on eBay?
I started off, I signed up in 2000. My cousin Aaron, we were just huge into like basketball cards and football cards.
Okay,
and,
there's our music. Will you come back on at another time?
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem.
Thank you, Glenn.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Up next, trade shows. We'll come back with more of eBay Radio.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeaks SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.